Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite character building show, Reeve Ethics. My name is Anyiti Akpan. I'm a broadcast journalist and a member of the production crew for Reeve Ethics. But just before we begin, let's take an opening message from My Excellency Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Nyesonwike, the initiator of Reeve Ethics.
Greetings to the Focus people of River State and welcome to another episode of Rivetics on Radio, a character-building weekend show. Please remember that a free and fair election starts with you and your family. This episode is titled Election Basics. Election Day is significant because it is the day that citizens exercise their fundamental rights and responsibility to participate in the democratic process by casting their votes for the leaders and policies they believe in. On Election Day, it is important to maintain decorum and respect the rights of others to vote and express their political views. Here are some guidelines to follow in order to achieve a free and fair election. Follow the rules. Make sure you know the rules and regulations of your polling station before you go to vote. Follow all the instructions given by the election officials. Be courteous. Be polite and respectful to other voters, election officials, and poll workers. Avoid any aggressive or threatening behavior that could cause conflict. Do not campaign. Election Day is not a time for campaigning. Do not wear any clothing, apparel, or accessories that promote a political party or candidate. Also, do not try to persuade others to vote for a particular candidate. Maintain privacy. Respect the privacy of others and do not attempt to look at someone else's ballot and keep your own ballot private. Dress appropriately. Dress in a way that reflects the seriousness of the occasion. Avoid clothing or accessories that display political slogans or images. Do not intimidate or harass voters. Intimidation or harassment of voters is a serious offense. Do not block or obstruct polling places and avoid approaching voters to try to influence their vote. Follow instructions. Follow the instructions of poll workers, election officials, and law enforcement officers. They are there to ensure a fair and orderly election. Be patient. Election day can be hectic and stressful with long queues and waiting times. Stay patient, calm, and respectful. And remember that everybody is there to exercise their right to vote. By following these guidelines, you can help to ensure a peaceful and fair election day for everyone. Our guest speaker today is Mr. Anyiti Akpan, a broadcast journalist and a member of the Rivetics production team. He will be sharing his insight on the topic. There is a drama sketch titled Oroma's State by Princess Amy Alagwa. Please enjoy the episode and don't forget to learn your lessons. Our gentle people of River State, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Oroma, no go down river. Make a carry your luggage. I define you for days. For days, I don't trust her. Don't trust her.
Thank God I don't get my PVC. Ahead of this, our election already upon us. I know few ways to exercise my friendships.
Same here, worship man. But wait, oh. Point of correction, worship man. It's franchise.
Serious?
Yes, not plantain chips or franchise or whatever it is you are saying. Anyways, honestly, I am so elated and pumped up for these elections that are upon us. I really can't wait to vote for the candidates of my choice.
Una, well done, no.
Welcome, Oroma. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You are back already?
Yes.
Washaman, please meet my cousin sister, Oroma.
Good afternoon, Oroma.
Good afternoon.
You did welcome.
Thank you.
As your sister, don't caprison. My name is Eremo Ina, Washaman. But if you call me Washi.
Oroma, don't mind him. Uma is the only person permitted to call him Washi.
Well, it's nice meeting you, Washaman. I overheard your conversation. on the general elections that are upon us, I'm actually looking for the location of my polling unit ahead of the upcoming 2023 general elections.
Hey, Sister Roma, you new come River State or waiting? How you no go sabi where you go vote?
My brother, what else do you expect from a first time voter like me? Wait till I sabi. Abe, make una help me.
Oh, my dearest. Oh, I understand your situation exactly. But there's no cause for alarm because INEC has already set up a system on how to deal with issues of this sort. They've made it so easy.
OMG. Are you for real?
Yeah.
Please, how? I'm so anxious.
Okay, no problem. At least to the risk, as usual. But let me just speak it in Pidgin English, Oroma, because watch a man here now, no go understand. Before you know, you know they ask question and I know get strength. This hot sun, I know fits. Do you understand me? Ingo starts. Watch a man, you there, yeah? Because I know you.
I hear you.
All right. You see, INEC don't create a portal where you feel locate your polling units. So you don't need to stress yourself, the waka-waka up and down. All you have to do is visit the portal website at voters.inecnigeria.org. I repeat again, voters, VOTERUS dot INEC, INEC, Nigeria, NIGERUIA dot ORUG org. That is one more time, voters.inecnigeria.org. Now, the first thing when you visit the website, now to put in your state of origin in the first column where they go slot out for you. Secondly, you put in your local government area for River State where you do your continuous voters registration, which is your CVR, continuous voters registration. The next thing, now to fill in your last name. Your last name, now your surname for the other column. Then you can't fill in your first name, which is your personal name. You know everybody they call your papa, your mama, and everybody. Then you will come finally put in your date of birth. Once you just fill all this column, they will go ask you whether you be robot. Like the computer will come ask you, try to confirm whether you be robot. Once they confirm that one now, all your voters' information, it will just display. Wow.
So the voters' information will contain the kind of polling unit where she defined.
I think I talk. Shall I talk this thing? You see what I did talk?
Question mark.
But there is no crime, Shah, in asking questions. There's nothing wrong. They say who asks questions cannot miss road. Anyways, to answer your question, of course, my brother. Oh, wait. The voters' information go display for the website, which contains your voters' identification number, VIN, your ward, and then your polling unit and your polling unit code. Another icing on the cake we say, this portal also have a location bar, a get location bar. We go aid you in getting directions from your current location to the location of your polling unit via Google Map. Now we say my sister now, she go easily find her polling unit.
Information, as they said, is power indeed.
Oh, wait.
Thanks for giving me this tip.
Thank God.
As a first-time voter, I'm also confused in regards to the technological innovation that will be deployed in the elections that are upon us, presidential to governorship elections, that will be held on the 25th of February and 11th of March 2023, respectively.
Not true. I don't hear say they will use bitters this and cost rep that for River State for this upcoming election. I beg, Lilim, You know say you are queen of campaign. I beg, how this thing they work?
Hi. Washerman and wrong pronunciation will always be 5 and 6. It's Beavers and IREF, not Bitters and Cost Rep. When I say Washerman, I want marry new wife. Bitters.
I don't know Bitters.
But on a more serious note, my sister Oroma, beg, no, make her just speak Pidgin English to explain no very problem, well to no Washerman. Beavers is fully known as the bimodal voters accreditation system. It is like, how I go explain them now for Pidgin English, like the full meaning of BVAS, which is BVAS, na B for bimodal, V for voters, A for accreditation, and S for system. Now, this na new system where INEC carry come out to take know if they fit vote. Now, this BVAS machine, na a digital and computerized device in the form of a phone or tablet where they use two-way authentication method to take confirm or to take know if you are a registered voter in your polling units. See how the thing they work here? Eh? If they do this thing through thumb printing, like when they tell you to put your thumb to print for this thing. Okay. And yes, and facial recognition means you go recognize your face when you show your face. You understand my point? Now, only people wear this machine confirm now they go allowed to vote in any polling unit. If the machine no fit confirm, you no go fit vote. This is to bring down rigging. Now it is mandatory on election day that as a voter, you must be in your polling unit at least 8 o'clock in the morning till like maybe 2:30 p.m. So that beaver go take sabi you. He go just help you pass the WAEC, like he go just look you now, confirm you when you don't put your thumbprint. And a presiding official from INEC at your polling unit will go help you to summer this beaver away. Now, when you don't thumbprint finish now for that ballot paper where you don't vote finish, so you're gonna carry that paper. Look for the ballot box where you get the same color with the ballot paper where you they hold. You're gonna carry that paper now, put for that same box. Now, when you don't do all these things finish, your vote will be counted. If not, you never vote. Oh.
Wow. Thanks for the prerequisites.
You're welcome.
I'll be anticipating for more before the due day.
Oh, way.
Oroma, you got to trust your sis. Oh.
As in name.
She not top notch. And you know, see, Oroma no day downgrade.
Yes, oh. They fine you for 5 days. Oh. Trouser go free content. Go content no day trouser. They fine you for 5 days.
Crazy, send someone steal my billboard, baby. My number get taxi they be. Mama, you did I mean like by me.
The title of this new drama series is called Oroma State, Staring.
Ekoma Chidima Precious as Oroma.
Emmanuel Isaac as Washaman.
And your baby girl, Princess Amy Alagua as Alice. Written by Visa, it was directed by Princess Amy Alagua. Remember, your vote is your right, your power and your privilege. Utilize it and use it very well. No more complaining.
Make una remember, say, on our votes, on our rights, and on our power. Make una use that when nobody will cry again.
I love you all. Bye-bye. Mwah. We went in Kung Fu Lolo, overloading.
I'll be overloading. Welcome back. In case you're just tuning in, this is Reeve Ethics on Radio, and my name is Anyeti Akban, a broadcast journalist and a member of the production crew for Reeve Ethics. Today, we'll be talking on election basics. It's a series that will be based on things we need to know about the election. So for the next few weeks, we'll be looking at some of the very, very important tips and important messages and important things we need to know as the general elections are forthcoming. In this series, we'll be looking at issues relating to identifying and locating your polling unit, the BVAS machine, the polling papers, key election officials and their duties, our election, how we should conduct ourselves during the elections, election procedures, offenses, the Electoral Act, how to prevent rigging, and the result portal, and all those issues relating to the election. Today, our focus will be looking at three very, very important things. Number one is identifying and locating your polling units. We'll also be looking at the BVAS and how it works. And finally, we will be looking at the ballot paper, how to use the ballot papers on the day of election. And it is our civic responsibilities to vote in leaders. Of course, you know, we practice a democracy in the country, meaning that we are part of the government. We elect people we believe should run the affairs of government for us. And so the process by which this is achieved is through the election. And the general elections hold once every 4 years. So, but the first thing is identifying and locating your polling unit. Now, a lot of people registered for the general elections just recently registered and concluded INEC continual voter registration exercise. A lot of people who registered for this elections only registered for the first time, so they weren't part of the last general elections, and so they may not be familiar with some of the processes and may not even be familiar with their polling unit. Now, how do you locate your polling unit? It's easy. INEC has a portal where you can locate your polling unit. In case you're not aware of that portal, just go to the INEC portal. It's at voters.inecnigeria.org. So when you go to that website, the first thing you are expected to do is to impute your state. And in this case, you're in Rivers State. The first column is for state. So once you input your state, the next thing you will have to do is to input your local government area, whatever local government area in which you reside or you stay. In this case, in my case, I am going to use Obiakpo because that is where I reside and where I will be voting. Next thing is to put in your last name. Your last name is actually your surname. In my case, my surname is Akpan. So I'm going to type in Akpan on that column. And then you put in your first name. My first name is Anietie. And then I'll be required to put in my date of birth. Once that has been achieved, the next thing you'll be required to do, that you are not a robot. So it will open. And once it does that, it will display your voter information, which will include your polling unit. So once you look at it, it has your voter identification number, which is your VIN. It also has your state, your local government area, and your ward, which of course is your area, and then your polling unit and your polling code. Now, if you look at that part of the screen, you will discover that it has a get directions to your polling unit code is there. So if you were not familiar with where your polling unit is, for my own, my polling unit is at Future Life Montessori School, NT Road. So if maybe I'm not familiar, maybe I just moved here recently, I'm not familiar with the place, that portal also gives you an option to get directions to your polling unit. So once you click that, it will give you a description from your current location to where your polling unit is. It is very important that we go to our polling unit before the day of the elections to get used to it. The reason why this is important is that INEC has done some decongestion of polling units, so it's possible that your polling unit may have been rearranged. So it's important that you check where your polling unit is and then locate it ahead. If you're not familiar with the place, especially if it's a place, if this is your first time of voting, it's very important that you locate your polling unit ahead of the election, some days before the election. Just go there and get used to it. And remember, on the day of election, there will be restricted vehicular movement. So you need to go ahead, find out how to get to the place, ask people around you where the place is, how you can get there. So on the day of election, it doesn't become stressful for you, because you might need to be at the polling unit early enough, at least by 8 o'clock. Quick reminder, go to the INEC portal for checking your polling unit is at voters.inecnigeria.org. Put in your state, the local government, your last name, which is your surname, and your first name, which is your own name, your date of birth, and then click I am not a robot, and it will tell you where your polling unit is. So that is how you find out and locate your polling unit. So we'll take a short break, and when we come back, we will be talking about the BVAS.
Have you ever thought that to improve your state? A little help from you goes a long, long way.
We've got to work together, so come on, brother, let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
Welcome back. In case you're just tuning in, this is RevEthics on Radio, and my name is Anietie Akpan. I'm a broadcast journalist and a member of the production crew for RevEthics. And we've been talking about election basic things we need to know about the election. Today, our focus, it's a series that will deal with all the things we need to know on the election. But today, we'll be looking at three major things, which is how to identify your polling unit, the BVAS machine, and of course, the ballot paper. So before we went on that break, we talked about how to locate your polling unit. Now we're talking about the BVAS. The BVAS stands for Bimodal Voter Accreditation System. It is a new system designed by INEC to authenticate voters. There's a new system, which is the BVAS system. The last general elections used the card reader, but now there's a better system, which is the BVAS. The BVAS is supposed to help the election to be seamless and without fraud. So with the BVAS, we won't have cases where people steal ballot boxes and thumbprint and then bring results. With the BVAS, only people who are authenticated will be allowed to vote. Now, remember that INEC has said that the elections will commence at 8:30 in the morning. So from 8 o'clock, you should be at the polling unit. And then it is expected that the INEC presiding officers will tell you everything you need to know. We'll talk about procedures subsequently, but everything you need to know, they will tell you how the procedures will be and what you're expected to do and everything that you're supposed to do. It is very important that you are there for this when it happens, and that the presiding officers do these things. It is important for you to be told what you need to do and what you need to know. INEC has also said that anyone who is on the line between 8:30 and 2:30 will be allowed to vote. So once you go after 2:30, chances are you will not be allowed to vote, provided you're on the line as at 2:30. When accreditation should end, you'll be allowed to vote. So when you get to the polling unit, go to the presiding officer. The BVAS will be used to authenticate you. INEC has also said that no one without a PVC will be allowed to vote. So there is no voting by proxy. So even if you go, you give your card to someone and say, hey, help me go and vote, that will not happen because you cannot vote by proxy. And how will INEC know if you're voting by proxy? Gone are the days where people go with duplicate PVCs and give it to people who shouldn't be voting and they vote multiple times. This system will not allow that. Now, how does the PVC work? When you go, there are two methods of authentication. Basically, what happens is that when you go with your card, the presiding officer sees your card, he puts it into the BVAS machine. Remember, the BVAS machine is a computer that looks like a tab or like a phone. And you know how our phones operate, all information are inside it. Once you go and you use your fingerprint on the BVAS machine and the BVAS recognizes your fingerprint, then it shows all the information it has about you in the device. Then you move on to the next step, which is to get your papers and vote. But if by the time it puts your finger on the BVAS, it doesn't recognize you, what the presiding officer will take your card, put in your information into the machine, and once the BVAS has your face and it is the same person that is standing in front of the presiding officer, then that is also another means of authentication because it uses your biometrics. And of course, your face is the same with what is in the system and with your card. So if you don't have your card, they can't even do this process. So it's very important you go with your card. Don't forget your card while going to the polling unit. Once you take your card to the polling unit and present it to the presiding officer, he'll put it into the BVAS and all your information will go. So they are authenticating via your fingerprint and then your face. So once your face and your fingerprint matches this, then you are clear to vote. Remember, even at the last mock accreditation exercise that was done, report shows that the equipment was accurate to over 90% of the cases where it was used. So BVAS is very reliable. If there's any incident in the subsequent editions, we'll tell you how to handle such issues. But once you don't have your PVC and the BVAS fails to recognize either your fingerprint or your face, then you will not be allowed to vote. That should be stated clearly. Now, the BVAS will also be used to transmit results from the polling unit to the servers. What happens is that at the end of accreditation, the BVAS will be used to capture the result sheet, which of course is what INEC will use for the collation of results. Now, it is very important that while you're at the accreditation place, before the commencement of elections and voting, the presiding officer will show you that there is no record on the BVAS machine. This is very important to avoid overvoting, because if you see any number on the accreditation and the number on the PVC, it therefore means that there is probably some record in that system. So it's very important that the records on the BVAS is 000. There is no record, meaning that nobody has been accredited and nobody has voted. It's important that you check this out when you go there, and that's why it's important to be there at the beginning of accreditation and voting, so you can be sure that nothing funny is happening. So we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll look at the final step, which is using the ballot paper.
Show good example now. As a leader, you must try somehow. It's easy, so easy. Do what you want others to do. It's easy, very easy. To be a leader is demanding. Example is better than precept, they say. To make people obey, show them the way. You've got to make people believe you're sincere. It's easy, very easy. To be a leader is demanding.
Welcome back. Just in case you're just tuning in, this is Reeve Ethics on Radio, and my name is Anyeti Akpan. I'm a broadcast journalist and a member of the production crew for Reeve Ethics. We'll be talking about election basics, some of the basic things we need to know about the forthcoming elections and what is expected of us. Before we went on the break, we looked at the BVAS machine, and much earlier, we also talked about how to identify your polling unit. Now, we will be talking about the ballot paper. Is a very, very essential part of the polling experience, and so it is very, very important we know how to cast our vote. So, and once you've done your initial accreditation, the presiding officers will give you the ballot papers, which are color coded, and you will sign on it. Then we should have the governorship election, and that day we'll also have for the governor one ballot paper for the governor, one for the House of Assembly election. So now, it is very important that once you receive these ballot papers, you make sure it is clear and all the political parties will be listed. We are expecting about 18 political parties on the ballot because we have 18 registered candidates for the presidency as released by INEC on their website. So the logos and the name of the political parties will appear on the ballot paper. Remember, the names of the candidates will not appear on the ballot papers, just the political party's logo and the political party's name. That is what is appearing on the ballot papers. And you'll be expected to thumbprint. So make sure the presiding officer does what he should do, which is sign on the ballot papers. Then you thumbprint against the political party you are voting for. Now make sure that once you're voting in the box, the ink from your fingerprint does not touch any of the lines, meaning that you should vote within the box. The paper is as big as it should be, so make sure your fingerprint does not touch any line. Once it touches a line, it means you're voting for two political parties and therefore your vote becomes invalid and it becomes rejected. So it's very, very important that your fingerprint should be within the box of the political party you're voting for, and make sure it is very clear. Let it be visible enough and let it not stain or spill into any other box. So these are the basic things you need to know about voting. As I said, in subsequent editions, we will talk about other things we need to know about polling procedures and others relating to the election. So thank you very much for listening, and make sure you go out there and cast your vote.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rave Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.reveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Rave Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at Reeve Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on reeveethics@gmail.com. The Reeve Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do, better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.